the PPI award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Classic hits. 4FM.
Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla, have been on a state visit to Ireland, as you may or may not know, over the last few days. And today they're in Dublin. Yesterday, Kilkenny was a total lockdown for their visit as security measures were tightened up. Extremely tight, I might add. Today is a significant day, as they will be in Dublin to visit the historical sites that have a deep connection to the British occupation of Ireland. But you welcome them to Ireland. Have you buried the hatchet, so to speak? Text 53544. Now, our reporter Robbie is on the streets as we speak, following the activities. Robbie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall, and thank you very much for that. Yes, indeed, we are live outside government buildings in Merrion Street, where it's completely sealed off, where His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales is paying a courtesy visit to Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Of course, as you stated, Charles wraps up his official three-day trip to the Republic with his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, and it's their third time to come to Ireland in less than 2 years. They both attended, as you stated as well, a viewing ceremony of the Cross of Sacrifice, which commemorates those who lost their lives in the First World War in Glasnevin Cemetery this morning. And they viewed the graves of Eamon de Valera and Michael Collins. They did, though, separate for solo engagements. Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, passed by about an hour ago. She is now at the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre in Leeson Street, and she's going to drop into the Airfield Farm in Dundrum. His Royal Highness is still in there, so he has good timing about listening to the Niall Boylan Show, so he must be listening to you now at the moment as we speak. But as you know, Niall, he first came here in 1995, and he was the first member of the British Royal Family since before the Republic gained independence to come here. He was warmly welcomed at the time by President Mary Robinson and, of course, Taoiseach John Bruton. But he was condemned by a few, including Sinn Féin, who organised a protest outside Dublin Castle because he is Colonel-in-Chief of the Parachute Regiments, who most notably were involved in the killing of 14 people in Derry Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Now, we were expecting many protests here today, but we haven't got any. There could have been some at Glasnevin on the opposite side where I was this morning. But I'm here with Tara from Canada. Tara, you're live in Classic Hits 4FM. You're a fan of Prince Charles, but not really much of Camilla. What do you think about the royal visit here today?
Oh, I think it's great. It's nice that we could see something, well, some royal people while we were visiting Ireland. And no, I'm not much of a fan of Camilla.
Why?
I think if I was to be getting a new spouse, I probably would trade up, not trade down.
Absolutely. Yeah, she doesn't have a patch in Diana, really, does she?
No. Not at all. We love Diana in Canada.
So, their visit has been warmly welcomed. And I remember the last time, actually, Robbie, we covered this about 2 years ago when they were in Galway, wasn't it, at the time?
Yes, we were outside the NUI in Galway. And
there was a lot of protesters, wasn't there, at the time?
There was indeed. And we had them live on the Niall Boylan Show at that particular
God
time.
God love them. They made a fool of themselves, yeah.
They actually did. They didn't even know the six counties' names up in Northern Ireland. And you really did ridicule them. But, I mean, they got really embarrassed and they actually squared live on your show in the middle of the daytime, which wasn't too cool either.
Wasn't too cool. So is there people there, by the way, Robbie, to actually catch a glimpse of Prince Charles?
There is. He's still in government buildings at the moment, so a lot of people were here before the arrival, and there's a few tourists here. A lot of the tourists are kind of quite interested.
Well, it's going to save Tara going over to London to Buckingham Palace now to say.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have to go over there. She can get a glimpse of the monarchy here.
Well, I was asking people about Camilla, and one lady, she wouldn't come on the radio, said they should have kept her in the courier today or yesterday, as she looks like a horse. I thought that was very disrespectful
it was
to say.
Very disrespectful.
But I mean, these are people, genuine Irish people, who don't really warm to Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, and they were huge, massive fans, as Tara said, of Princess Diana. But I think the overall aspect of the couple being here today is a good ambassador kind of a role for them to be here in this particular area. It shows off Ireland quite well. And of course, Tony Blair was in Wicklow. So Ireland's really on the map of media stage today and yesterday with the World Cup being here as well.
All right, well, listen, we'll come back to you in a few minutes, Robbie. Robbie's going to try and get a few people to chat to. Hopefully, Prince Charles will come out of the building while he's there, and there'll be a few people around, and we'll get to chat to them as well. Do me a favour, Brian. Please stay with me, because I just want to go back to Robbie very quickly, because as far as I know, Prince Charles is now leaving the building. Although that sounds very...
How are you doing? Well, yes, indeed, His Royal Highness. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can indeed, Robbie. Go ahead.
He's just left the building. Now, as far as I know, they're heading over to Our Lady's Hospice in Harold's Cross, and then they're going to the British Ambassador's Residence in Glencarran. And then, of course, they leave today, obviously, back to the UK. But I'm here with Richard from Wales. Richard, alive at Classic Hits 4FM. Very coincidental, you're from Wales, and the Prince of Wales is actually here. Are you a fan?
I wouldn't say it was a fan, but it's good to see that he's making an official visit here. But you know, being from Wales, he is technically our prince. So I'm glad there was no issues.
Is there a huge amount of respect for him, by the way, in Wales?
I hope there would.
You hope? I think there's a lot of people in the South, maybe Brian would hope it too, a lot of people in the South might hope they wouldn't because of the cost factor as well.
There is a cost factor.
16 billion.
But there is a cost factor, but, you know, with Brexit on the horizon, you know...
It's more likely, yes.
I think it makes sense for everyone's point of view. And I think everybody... In the United Ireland, I think there's room for there'll be room for everyone, everyone's point of view, and it's just a matter of people being, I suppose, grown up enough to sit around a table and work it all out.
Well, look, I have to go to break, but listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us. I appreciate it. And we're going to come back to Robbie. Robbie, so he's gone now, Robbie, is he?
Yes, Niall, he has gone. He's gone over
to the
ladies' hospice. He's left the building. Thank you, Richard, in Harold's Cross, and then he's gone to the British Ambassador's residence in Glencairn, and then, of course, they depart from Baldonnell. So, yes, the buzz has gone to a certain extent, but I will try and find people and see what their opinions have been today of the World Cup here in Ireland.
Robbie, our reporter, who's out at the scene at the moment outside government buildings. Robbie, how are you?
Thank you very much for that, Noel. Yes, indeed, we're still here in Merrion Street, where His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales was in talking to Enda Kenny, the Taoiseach, who will also depart from government.
Do we know what he was talking to him about, by the way? Have you any idea?
I have a clue. A lot of people are saying to me, like, you know, because of the Brexit situation...
Oh, they're coming for you now, Robbie.
There's the guard. The Brexit situation, I'm trying to make it look like, you know, England is still Ireland's friend, and it's kind of a courtesy call that he done today to kind of say that to Enda. But Enda's gone. So I don't know what difference it's going to do with the fact that he's actually leaving government. But that said, back in 95, you mentioned John Burton. He was on Taoiseach too, Fine Gael. So they seem to be getting on quite well, Fine Gael governments and the British royal family. But I'm here with Adam from Talla. Adam, you are live in Classic Hits 4FM. Please don't swear. You're not a fan of the royal family at all. Why?
No, I don't like them now. I think they just said they're too full of themselves or something. They just want to come out here trying to leave the EU and all. Like, I don't know what's wrong with them.
I think it was a good thing today for them to hear, you know, a kind of PR manifesto.
I don't know, man.
All right, let's go back to our reporter on the street, Robbie Kane, who's at the scene as we speak. Well, Prince Charles is gone. Robbie.
Thank you very much for that, Niall. Yes, it is lashing rain in the centre of Dublin City, so we decided...
So what's new? It wouldn't be Ireland if it didn't rain.
You know yourself. So I popped into O'Donoghue's, and it just so happens that they have a Friday lunch session, the Kayleigh session that's on for the last 20 years.
Diddly idle.
You
should have brought Prince Charles in there, shouldn't they?
I think you would have loved him, because I'm here with Brian, and Brian, you are a fan of His Royal Highness Prince Charles, because...
I guess I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but like I definitely think, you know, we welcome him to Ireland. I like Prince Charles because I think he's a hippie, you know? He's into conservation, he's into the environment.
He is, yeah.
He's into history, and he's into preserving old buildings. So I think, well, we really welcome him to Ireland.
But he's a great promoter of homeopathic cures and all that kind of stuff, isn't he, as well, which is quite odd.
Is that the case? Yeah. I actually wasn't too sure about that. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'd be proud to call myself a hippie, yeah.
Yeah, do you have long hair?
No, I've got quite short hair, but I have a beard.
Oh, yeah? Have you got a hipster beard?
No, it's a sort of a slightly bushy beard with some grey hairs.
Robbie, does he look like a hippie?
He looks like Shaggy out Scooby Doo. Brian, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to take offense to that. You do, though. Have you ever been called them?
No, never. I have my Star Trek t-shirt on today.
So yeah, he's so not
a bit of a Trekkie as well.
So you're a geek as well as a hippie.
Definitely, yeah. I teach computer science in DIT. I make VR projects and things as well.
All right, well, listen, well done to you, all right? Listen, thanks for that.
I think we should get a photograph of him. Before we go on, I'm just going to let you hear the Irish music, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, go on.
And we land on a bit
Robbie,
of a high.
Robbie's in O'Donoghue's pub. Go on.
Here we go. There you go.
That make you proud to be Irish, wouldn't it?
All right. Every Friday night, if anyone wants to pop in and say hello. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Robbie. Cheers. Thanks.
The PPI award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Classic Hits.